Janya Daniels, co-owner.
Desmond Daniels, co-owner. Rose Petals Cafe and Lounge. Before the cafe opened, we had sort of a pop-up restaurant in which we had waffles on a stick, which sort of was our start. We had a tragedy in our family that allowed a greater push and a greater sort of thrust towards, you know, making a dream come true. And so we scrapped the food truck and we put all everything that we had sort of into opening, you know, a cafe, sort of in honor of my sister Rose Daniels. And so we have Rose Petals.
Opening really just consists of making sure that, you know, the smells in the space are welcoming, that the smells are of coffee and waffles and things, you know, that are cooking and things that are going to be appetizing to you.
We specialize in waffles. We have 10 different waffles. We have a waffle special of the week, which is our Southern Comfort waffle, which is a cornbread waffle with some fried catfish and a sausage gravy. And so we like to be creative around waffles and also bring some of those home flavors and home comforts, you know, into the cafe as well.
We're making sure that everything is stocked for us to be able to make smoothies, for instance, that fruit is cut, that the back is prepped, that the meat is out. We make our own batters. So in terms of weekend rush, that's one of the most important things, is that our meat is out and de-thawed and prepped, but that also that all of our batters, our pancake, our waffle, our wheat, our French toast, all those things are made in-house. So those are all things that we need to make sure are prepped properly for any kind of rush or any kind of day that we have. It's always a learning experience for ourselves, and it's a constant learning curve for folks that you're working with. They're the ones that really see the vision out, because they're the ones that are at the heart of our customers' experience every single day with the food and with the service.
To have this opportunity is sort of great for us, and so it's something that we're very thankful for.